Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Shooting from the Circle, where we follow the Rumbalara Football Club, Netball Club's A-grade netball side on their journey for 2024. And I'm your host, Brett, and thank you for listening. And today we're going to do a preview of the Mulwala Rumbalara game, which is on this Saturday. But before we do that, I just want to turn around and say to the Shep News, mate, you need to pull your fingers out. Last week was probably the biggest game in Murray League netball between the reigning premiers and Rumbalara, who were both undefeated, and not one ounce of nothing in the paper about it. It was all about other things, the GBL, whatever. And then on Monday, after witnessing Rumbalara's demolition of the reigning premiers, Tongaila, now you've got two absolute guns in their shooting circles. You had Millie Brock in one end and you got Jesse Barnes in the other, and not one, you didn't even mention anything. You had nothing about it. And then after the demolition that Rumbalara served up to Tongaila, Tongaila looked like a second rate side and Rumbalara looked the goods. They were quality. On Monday, there was a little bit on the bottom. A little bit of the bottom. Now, yeah, I understand the GB League, that's the most important thing, but you had probably the biggest game that Murray League was ever going to have in netball this year, and you missed the boat. It should have been covered in the paper big, because yeah, these two sides were powerhouse sides. They're both undefeated. You know, don't forget that. Both undefeated, both got absolute quality in their shooting circles. And nothing. You give them nothing. A little bit down the bottom about how Rumbalara ran away with a 29-goal win, and now they're leading the shooting, and now they're second in the defense. Other than that, nothing. I just think it's piss poor by the Shep News. You know, pull your fingers out. You know, today, in today's Shep News, it's all about the Bendigo Strikers and how there's talent going to be playing at in Bendigo on Sunday. They've played there before. Those girls play every week. You know, it was all about how about you start looking at, you know, doing previews of the Murray League games, the KDL games, the Bacol League games in netball. Don't just turn around and concentrate on that bullshit, because you missed the boat with absolute cracker game that should have been covered. As I said, it was the biggest game in the Murray League calendar this year for netball, and you missed the boat. You're just pathetic. Anyway, that is enough of that. Today, as I said, we're going to do a preview of the Mulwala Rumbalara game that's happening tomorrow. This is going to be a game of the unknowns for Rumbalara. So they lost Emily, who's gone overseas. I don't think Madika's back, so she's still overseas. So their midcourt is going to be a little bit hard done by, if you can say that. They're going to be it'll show how the depth of Rumbalara is, whether they bring girls up like they had Rehab, yes, last week, an under 17 who absolutely blistered them, you know, up against a premiership wing attack, and she did her job, she did her role. So maybe they play her again. I'm not too sure. So they're going to be a bit light on in their midcourt. But in saying that, Mulwala's unknown as well. Not really many people. I mean, Lily Sharp, she's left Mulwala. She was a quality goal defense. I think she was fourth in the league, best and fairest, just in front of Tiana Steele. So she's gone. She's moved to Queensland. She's come down and played a couple of games for Finley. So I think, you know, she'll probably fill in for Finley. So that's a great pickup for Finley, but a really big loss to Mulwala, because, yeah, they were really, really relying on her to hold down that defensive end. So it's going to be an unknown for Mulwala. And the one thing, you know, the ladder at the moment doesn't really reflect. You know, I think they're midway in the ladder. I think they're a couple of games down. But, you know, you got to understand that they actually played in the grand final last year. They played in the grand final against Tongaila last year. And they, you know, they went through, we'll have a look with the way they went through in their finals campaign. So they played Echuca United in the elimination final, and they beat Echuca United 52-36. They then came up against Moama the week later and beat Moama 47-33. Moama were a good side last year. They knocked Rumbelaar out in elimination final. They then came up against the reigning premier last year, which was Deniliquin, and they beat them by 2 goals again in the grand final. Then up against Tongala, they played in a grand final. Moala played in a grand final last year. They're sitting mid-pack this year, so obviously personnel has been an issue for them. But they played in the grand final last year, and they got done by 7 goals against Tongala. So it was 50-43. So Rumbelaar are playing the second of the grand finalists this week in Moala. So as I said, it's going to be an unknown. It's not going to be really, no one really knows what's going on. As I said, Lily Sharp, she's gone. So I'm not sure whether Moala have recruited well, whether they've put players in, or whether they're just developing their juniors, because I know a lot of the Murray League clubs now are doing that. There's a few that have got extra players in. But as I said, with Rumbelaar, it's going to be different. It's going to be a different side tomorrow. I'm not sure whether Madika's back or not. So you've sort of lost two out of that midcourt. But I really think Moala are probably stressing a bit because, as I said, Lily Sharp, she was a quality goal defence for them, and she's gone. It sort of leaves a hole in their defence. And you're coming up against Jessie Barnes, who's just on absolute fire. She's just absolutely cracking along. And then her partner in crime, Sophie Atkinson, is just absolutely flying along too. The both of them, to be able to put on the amount of goals that they put on every week against quality sides, like 74 last week against Tongala. That's just unbelievable, coming up against a premiership defense. And that's what they did to them. So I think Mulwala is going to really struggle in that defensive circle. I'm not sure about their shooters, but I think last week, Tiana Steele and Jess Bamblett really, really gelled. They really got together. Yeah, they're up against Millie Brock and Grace Hammond, and they sort of, they worked things out. They had a few intercepts. There's going to be times with a shooter, it doesn't matter how good you are as a defender, it doesn't matter how long you hold your defensive position, they're going to shoot the ball. That's what they are. They're shooters. They should be able to shoot the ball any part of the ring. It doesn't matter what part of the ring, they should be able to shoot it. I mean, that's what they're there for. So there's going to be times, and like last week, Millie Brock, she was probably on song halfway through that third quarter to the end of the game. For them anyway, she was, she sort of saved them face, really. Because she wasn't shooting well in the first, quarter and a half, and if she continued in that trend, they probably would have lost by more. So this week, I'm not sure who their shooters are with Mulwala, because as I said, it's a totally different side. They are sitting mid-pack. They're not as strong as what they were last year, I don't think. And I know Rumbelaar beat them twice last year, so they are beatable, and they were beatable, but they, sometimes it's the luck of the draw and the luck of coming into the elimination finals and that, on who you play and where you play. As I said, I think they played Echuca United in a elimination final. I think Echuca United were very lucky last year to get in the finals. They won, I think, their last 7 games, so they were on a roll, but they weren't. Yeah, you just look at the score, 52-36. I mean, 16 goals. So Moala were lucky, and then, they come up against Moama, who had a really hard game against Rumbelaar the week before. Got them over the line, and, obviously, they then put it on. It's just 2 goals. 2 goals against Danny, reigning premiers, and then to come up against Tony and only lose by 7. So they are a quality side. They know how to play the game, obviously, because they are a grand finalist last year. So this week, I think Rumbelaar just needs to be on song. They need to play the game they played last week. And it's obviously going to be hard because you've got Emily that's gone. So who fills that? Who fills that void? Who fills that wing attack void? I'm not sure whether Lani's back, whether she steps in. I'm not sure whether Kai's back. But in saying that, their defense would be literally probably be shitting themselves. They will probably be shitting themselves, because they have, they're coming up against, I will say now, the two best shooters in the league. Jesse Barnes and Sophie Atkinson are the two best shooters in the league. Jesse Barnes on her own, she is just a weapon. Sophie Atkinson complements her so well in that circle. So I think a lot of defenders are going to be absolutely shitting themselves. After seeing the score that they put up against Tongala last week, I think there's going to be some defenders. So there's going to be some sides out there that are very worried. And I know there's a couple at the moment that are very tentative, a bit worried about playing Rumble-R. And I think that's the great thing is you need to have that mongrel. You need to have that that attitude that you're not gonna teams will turn around and they'll be up by 30 goals or 20 goals and they'll throw this one in and see how that goes or they'll switch their side around. And Rumble-R did that last year, but this year. Talking to Tiana, they really, really want to put the foot on the throat of other sides and have them scared, like have them worried. And when I say scared, I don't mean as in physically, they're a rough side. Having them scared to turn around and come up and go, geez, we're up against the best midfield. We're up against the best defense. We're up against the best shooter. As I said, at the moment, Rumble-R are leading the shooting. They've got the highest fours and they're second in highest against. So, you get those two things right. You get your defense on song and you get your shooting circle on song and you're very hard to beat. And then you've got a quality midfield in Sarah, Emily, Medica, if Kai comes back, Lani, Rahab, if she steps up, Lavelle, DeJura, they have got some quality mid-court. So I think a lot of sides are going to be very, very scared of how really Rumble-R go about the rest of the year, because at the moment they are just on song. They're flying. As I said, they're up against another grand finalist in Moala tomorrow. A bit of unknown. They're not really sure what's going to go on. But I think, I think Rumble-R will... Yeah, they're going to stamp their authority. I'm not sure how many games you need to qualify to play finals, but I mean, I think they're 6-0 at the moment. I'm 100% sure they'll beat Moala. They've got a bye, which will absolutely do them great. Yeah, it'll do them wonders. After the last bye, after round 4, I think it was, it did them wonders. So they'll have a bye, and then they come up against Tongala. Against Cobram. And Cobram, they're winning on the bottom of the ladder. It's going to be a game of the unknowns tomorrow because Rumble-R are missing a few midcourts. Moala, they're missing Lily Sharp, who's a standout in defense for them. Young girl who was playing for Yarrawonga. So she's left to go to Queensland. So it's going to be an unknown. It's going to be a game where... Rumble-R will feel them out, or they might feel Rumble-R out for the first quarter and then see how we go. And I mean, I've always been told that, it's very hard to go undefeated, and every win is a win closer to a loss, the same as every loss is closest to a win. So Rumble-R just need to be staying focused. They need to do what they've been doing for the last 5 games or 6 games. They need to just concentrate on themselves, concentrate on their game plans, concentrate on their feeds into the circle, concentrate on their defense, feel out the opposition and then go from there. And, as I said, you've got firepower up there. And, there's going to be sides that are going to be so, so scared of coming up against Jesse Barnes and Soph Atkinson. They're not going to know what they got to do. As I said, I know Nathaya is a little bit worried. I know Finley's a little bit worried. That's what you want. You want to put the fear of God into the opposition. You want to be able to turn around and say, you know what? Every court is our court. Every court you step onto, even though it's your home ground, this is our court. We control it. We take it over. And, I don't want to say it, but you become our bitch. Rumble-R wants teams to become their bitches because they just want to destroy teams this year. They're hungry. They can sense something special coming along. And, They've had some injuries. They've had some players that have gone overseas, but the back end of the year, and it's going to be exciting because Rumbelaar haven't played a home game yet. They have not played a home game, so it's very hard to get those crowds there to opposition grounds. You know, like Moala, it's a fair distance. Yeah, you know, it's just over an hour to get there. You know, Denny was an hour and a half. So a lot of the Rumbelaar fans and faithful, a lot of them, especially the elderly and that, they probably wouldn't be driving that far to go watch Rumbelaar play. Hence why I'll shit at the Shep News. You know, put this shit on there. This is, you know, honestly, and I'll say it right now, I think Rumbelaar, so they'll beat any side in the GV. They had a practice match against Tatura and absolutely dominated. They absolutely dominated against Tatura in a practice match. At the moment, Rumbelaar are just, yeah, they are way above everybody else. And, you know, the Shep News won't put that on. You know, they're not running those stories. Anyway, getting back to the netball. So tomorrow at Mulwala, 1:30, Rumbelaar versus Mulwala. It's going to be the unknown. The way Rumbelaar is going, it'll probably be another blowout, but who knows what Mulwala is going to bring. It should be a damn good game. The weather's going to be pretty good, which has been so lucky that the weather, yeah, we've been so spoiled. And yeah, and as I said, the back end of the year when Rumbelaar start to get their players back, they start to have all their players and they're going to be playing at home, they are going to be formidable. They are going to be, you are going to have crowds come there, and when people get to know that Rumbelaar are on song and they are a force, and yeah, they're fearsome. They want teams to fear them. They want teams to fear them. They want to be able to turn around and say, well, we play fair and just netball, but we want to be feared. We want to be feared to the point where teams are scared to come onto the court because they're just going to get smashed. And then it's, you know, and it's not, you know, it's probably not nice to say, but that's how Rumbelaar are at the moment. They are just that hungry that now they've gotten over one of the biggest hurdles in Tongala last week. Now, the cracking match that's going to happen is, yeah, they're going to play Moama again, but the last game of the season before, of home and away, before finals, and, yeah, we shouldn't be talking finals because that's a long way away and things could happen, but the last game is going to be against Tongala at home. Tongala are going to want redemption. Every side is chasing Rumbelaar now. Rumbelaar are the hunted. So I've always said that it's so easy to, you know, it's easier to get to the top than what it is to stay at the top. Because when you're going, and I used to say this to, you know, Tiana, who's my daughter, I used to turn around and say to her, yeah, she used to say, oh, yeah, I'm this. But I used to say to her, yeah, you there's a point where you're going to have to start training harder because there's a young girl out there that wants to go in that side that you're playing on, and she wants to be a goal defense, and she is going to bust her ass to try and outdo you. Hence, there is going to be sides out there now, and people are going to look at the scoring and everything else, and there's going to be sides like Nathaya and that Rumbelaar haven't played before, and I know Tracy Barrett as a quality coach and Blizz at Nathaya, they'll be looking at how they can stem that shooting circle dominance that Rumbelaar have got. How are they going to choke it like Rumbelaar did to Tony last week? They'll be working on things. There'll be sides. Yeah, you hear about sides that they've got a plan in place for a side they're going to play in 3 weeks' time. So they train for that. What happens between then? If they win, that's a bonus. But they turn around and they say, we're penciled in this game. I think there'll be a lot of sides out there that, one, they'll be fearful of Rumbelaar at the way they've been playing and everything else, but also they will be like trying, you know, to gauge something or work something out for Rumbelaar's demise. I mean, I don't think Rumbelaar will go undefeated all year. I don't think they will. I think there'll be a side, maybe a Moama, that might beat them, but the way Rumbelaar's girls are at the moment, they don't want anyone to beat them. So it's going to be very hard for a lot of other sides to come up against them. And there'll be sides that have got penciled in and they're training to try and knock off Rumbelaar. You know, trying to work out, you know, what to do with Jesse Barnes. I mean, there was parents and girls from Moama watching the Tongala game last week. And there'll be, yeah, they'll be onto it. There'll be teams that will be fearful, but they'll be onto it. And it'll be take the brave. It'll be like, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot. I've seen Yamurka about four games after they played Rumbalara, and Rumbalara scored 72 goals on them, and they played Nathaya, and I really thought that Yamurka, they had improved immensely. So there's going to be improvements. But as I said, Rumbalara at the moment, they are the hunted. Tomorrow at Moala, it'll be another interesting game. It's another game where it's the unknown. Rumbalara don't know what Moala's side's like. Moala, well, they definitely know what Rumbalara's side's like, because, you know, if they're keeping up with the scores on Netball Connect and everything else, they'll definitely know what's happening with Rumbalara. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun times in the next probably month or so while Rumbalara works out their midcourt, because and see what their depth is in B grade or under 17s and bring girls up, because they are going to be short. But if they can overcome that, the back end of the year is going to be absolutely sensational for Rumbalara Football Netball Club's A grade netball side, because they're going to be playing at home in front of people that can actually get to the games instead of this bullshit of traveling every week. But anyway, that is me, Brett. Thank you very much for listening. Shout out to Jesse Barnes and Jared for listening. That is me. I will do the review of the game on Sunday. And who knows what is going to happen tomorrow. I hope it's a clean game. I hope it's a good game. But I think Rumbalara, the way they're going, I think it'll be, oh, look, it'll probably be another 30-goal win. I wasn't expecting that with Tony, but they're on a high. They've got their chins up. They've got their heads up. They're proud of what they're doing. They're proud of the club. They're proud of the dress that they're playing for, and they're playing for that dress, and they're playing for each other. And that's something that I've noticed over the probably the last 3 or 4 weeks, that Rumbalara now are playing for each other. They have got leaders across the board. You've got Tiana in defence. You've got Emily and Sarah in the midcourt, and you've got Jesse Barnes in that shooting circle, all leaders. And they talk to each other. And I've noticed a couple of times that Sarah and Emily will talk as they're coming back. Yeah, something might not have worked, and they're talking. I know Tiana will walk up the court, and she's instructing and directing traffic down. And I know Jesse Barnes does the same. You've got leaders across the board with this netball club at the moment, this netball side, this A-grade netball side. And exciting times for Rumbalara. But anyway, that is me, Brett. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. And I'll do a review of the Moala versus Rumbalara game on Sunday. I'm out. God bless.